goes. He looks quite racy today. He's keen to get going. Dave O'Johnson then on the CD racing by MSS Performance Kawasaki. Dunlop on the Milwaukee Ducati leads by quarter of a second from Dean Harrison. David Todd has arrived at Glen Helen and slots into third. Just Harrison already through the bungalow at Ramsey to give a more consolidated idea of the leaderboard. It was Dunlop from Harrison and David Todd and James Hillier all within a hair's breadth. Then James Hine is 8.4 seconds down on Hillier. There goes our race leader, 127.79 that opening lap. So it did come down given the win over the mountain. The leaders come down as well to 1.9 seconds. Dunlop leads Harrison at the end of lap one. Michael Dunlop has pushed the lead up over 7 seconds now over Dean Harrison. It was only just over, what, just under 2 seconds here at the grandstand by Balak. That's gone out to over 7 seconds. So Dunlop has cleared the traffic that he needed to, Mike, and is now really pushing on.
The Michael Dunlop who stops in his pit box there now with Paul Jordan also in just on the left-hand side of the TT podium. So at Croncdemona it was 15.1, it's up to 15.9, but what was the lap speed, Chris Boyd?
For Michael Dunlop it was 129.297.
Ooh, goodness me, Sean Anderson just getting in out in front of James Hine there.
Dunlop pushed the lead out to 21 seconds. At Ramsey on lap three, Dunlop leads on the Milwaukee Ducati, 21 seconds up on Harrison. Paul Jordan also through Ramsey hairpin. But here comes our race leader, Michael Dunlop. It's 122.069 for Dunlop. Only 0.6 seconds between Jordan and Hine now in the battle for fourth. So 0.6 seconds. James Hine has closed in on Paul Jordan as we get Dunlop and Harrison out through Balaf and the lead 22.3 seconds at Balaf. Harrison just clipped the giveaway line at White Gates and on up through Stella Maris. A little bit of room left at Stella Maris. The Bruce Anstey line there is literally right up towards the barriers. Dean Harrison then arrives at the hairpin. Michael Dunlop has come through as well. It's 22.9 seconds, so around about 7 seconds between them on the road. But Dunlop leads by 22.9 seconds in the race. We'll wait for Todd and James Hine in this podium battle. Hine was out to the barriers there through Stella Maris. Really racy line from James Hine. Dean Harrison across the line first, but it will be Michael Dunlop's race, it looks like for sure. So Harrison is on to Glencrutchy Road. Here he comes. But here's our race winner at the double at TT 2025. The double Supersport win for Michael Dunlop.
Keep up to date with Manx Radio's dedicated motorsport website, motorsport.manxradio.com, your one-stop shop for news, travel, road closures and racing schedules. You can also step into Manx Radio 1368's 60-year motorsport archive, including interviews with your favourite riders, race highlights from yesteryear, and our collection of motorsport videos and podcasts. motorsport.manxradio.com, the home for motorsport on the Isle of Man, from the best biking station in the world. Manx Radio 1368.